This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge as we head back to Canada to talk some running today, and we catch up with a returning guest, Fiona Whitby. Fiona, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Brad.
Fiona, you come into the sport having a very strong running background, and a lot of people tell you triathlon is a running sport, like don't believe anybody else. It's a huge advantage coming into the sport, being a strong runner.
Yeah, definitely. Running is definitely a critical part. However, in saying that, some people who come just straight from running into triathlon think they should be better at triathlon than they might necessarily be, because they have to be. You have to be able to manage the putting the bike, well, swim and the bike and the run together. And despite being a strong athlete in the running, they have to be able to have that balance between the two. Mm.
Fiona, in our first chat, I asked you sort of have you had the perfect race? And you said Texas is probably the closest you've come, and it's a fast race. And one of the reasons you said it was so good is because you ran so well off the bike. And it's often easy to get really caught up in a fast flat route and go out too hard on the bike and then blow up on the run. What do you think it was that allowed you to run so well that day?
Well, for sure, sticking to my plan on the bike, that was first and foremost, sticking to my number, sticking to my effort, that was key. And I did just that. And then on the run, it was, you know, starting off, out of transition, I felt good. And I said to myself, this is it. This is your day. This is the moment. This is when you can run what you want to run. Do it. So I just consistently stayed on the pace I had, you know, predetermined for what I wanted to run off like, and felt that I had done enough in training to do that. And I stuck with it. And, you know, that was where I just kept believing in myself to do it and stayed on it. And, you know, it's challenging for sure mentally, but I knew my fitness was there for it. So my fitness was backing up or helped to back up my mental strength to do it.
Over the years, do you think, or can you sort of pinpoint one or two things that you think have really improved your run over time?
Yeah, definitely. For me, you know, I've consistently forever always run off the bike. But one of the things that I've done as well as that, I've extended them a little bit longer than I used to. And then sometimes I've also run harder than I used to. I think more often I was always running easy, not easy, but just fairly comfortably off the bike. But I would do a session like that, sort of that interval session on a Wednesday that I would do outside. I would run harder off the bike, just a short one, not too long, 30, maybe 40 minutes, upwards of an hour at most, but just work harder mentally. You know, mentally, when you've done a hard ride, and I would go and work sort of the mental aspect of keeping on your pace. I did that. That was part one. Part two was I did longer, harder sessions. So I would do 4 times 2 kilometers or 5 times 2 kilometers, not like at a hard pace, not an impeccable pace by any means, but a controlled pace that was work, if that makes sense. Like it took me mental capacity to hold it, but it wasn't an all out killer effort because I didn't want to also hurt myself in terms of injury. So it was so that by the end of the day, that run, I was more than 10K potentially of hard effort and hard work in that run. And that session would be, you know, 90 minutes long, potentially with a warm up and warm down and a little and rest in between those intervals.
Fiona, and then as far as favorite run workouts, is it, I'm guessing it's something you love doing. You've done it for so long. What do you love workout wise on the run?
I actually, well, you know what, that one I said, that's probably been one of my favorite ones. I feel like it's for Ironman racing. I feel like it really gives the mental strength to knowing that you can achieve your pace goal at Ironman. That would be, I say, that would be the really good run that kind of does that for me. Achieving those and a few of them over time in training, that sort of goes, yep, I'm ready.
Yeah, it gives you the confidence. And that plays into the mental side of things that we spoke about in a previous chat. How do you manage the mental side of things in the final third of a marathon in an Ironman?
Yeah, I just tell myself it's going to be more fun when you're done. You can put your feet up when you're done. You can put your feet up when you're done. You can put your feet up when you're done.
That is fantastic. That is brilliant. Fiona, it's been great catching up. Thank you very much. I look forward to talking about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time.
Thanks very much, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge. We'll be right back.